Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hello and welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. I am Tom Walker.
I'm Tom Walker, and today we are watching from 1 hour, 3 minutes, 14 seconds to 1 hour, 10 minutes, 48 seconds.
Yeah, this is one of the first bathroom scenes in the films, and I'm grateful to get here. You know I'm a fan of any toilet appearing in a film, movie, TV show, ad,
I was happy just to be able to piss.
Yeah, finally. Every time you see a toilet, you get to go. So you're sitting here staring at that toilet on screen just happily going on the couch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait till the end of the month when we wring out our couch.
Mm. Yeah. But then, of course, we have to pack the couch with the absorbent rocks that you piss on.
Yeah.
We start this patch of Harry Potter in Flitwick's charm class.
Why are we speaking like this?
Why am I speaking like this?
I think I've got an
ulcer under my tongue, and this is the most I can emote.
Oh, that's the most you can emote?
Yeah.
I have four holes in my mouth.
Yeah, none of them under your tongue, which is what you use to speak. Also, you have five holes in your mouth. Ever heard of a throat bitch?
No. Okay. No. What the fuck is that?
Throat? We start off in Professor Flitwick's charm. Throat?
T-H-R-O dot dot. Throat? What is throat? Is sausage hole?
Mm-hmm.
Hole for sausage and hamburger?
Mm-hmm. That's where all the hamburger goes. It's time we finally took Demi aside and told her where the hamburger goes.
Sausage is just squished down hamburger packy. Go inside of sandage.
Yeah. Now, this is one of the times where your habit of just replacing consonants with different ones has steered you into a racial slur.
I did say packy,
and I'm happy to go past it if you are. Yep. Sorry, guys. Sorry, UK listeners. It's not a word that we have to be conscious about here because we have a whole bunch of awful different ones.
I think we're a lot more squeamish about it here when they say it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, none of this matters in the
Flitwick's
charm classroom.
Nah. So, the charms class.
Demi?
Starts with Flitwick standing up on, I guess, his desk or like a big old pile of books.
Yeah. And he's actually on his desk. He has put up a pile of books to raise him to a normal person's height.
Yeah.
So he's standing on both of those. So in effect, you're right.
I am right about everything I've said so far.
No.
So
Warwick Davies in these shots is wearing a Halloween mask.
His fucking prosthetics look like a grubby scrod.
They look so bad.
It's wild because like they not only did they like give him a brand new full head of hair for basically the rest of the movies where we see Flitwick.
Yeah.
But like they Neutrogena'd the years off of his cheeks, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no. He's just got the nose for the rest of it. He's still got the spectacles, the nose, and he's got, like, a beautiful, like, I guess, like, Chopin.
Actually,
like, it's, hairstyle.
It's interesting. In Chamber of Secrets, there's a deleted scene where McGonagall turns to Dumbledore and says, "I hear Flitwick got some work done. He had it all flattened out. He had someone man run a magic iron over his face.
Somebody flitted his wick, if you know what I mean." Oh, nobody knows what you mean, McGonagall.
I mean they gave a happy ending to a news job.
Okay, well, you've had Alzheimer's for 5 years. I don't know why you still work here.
Meow, I'm a cat.
Yes, yes, you're a cat.
Meow.
Don't touch my tummy, I'll be ever so angry.
Walking in on Maggie Smith rolling around on her back with her legs up when you go to touch her soft tummy, she scratches it.
He's
do you reckon
doing...
if McGonagall, sorry, was
please.
As a cat near catnip, would the effects transfer to her human form once she transferred back?
I think so.
So she'd be kind of silly and crazy.
Well, actually, I don't know because I think you become a cat. I think maybe, do you think maybe it would turn into like the closest drug that is like that is to catnip? So it would just be weed, right?
Yeah, but that's pretty nice. Like that's, I feel like that's a significant value gain.
What if? Mm-hmm. All right, so McGonagall's a cat.
Yeah.
And she turns into a person. All she does is she's completely bloodshot. She just bends over. She's like, dude.
Yeah.
Did you just see a fucking cat in here? I swear to fucking God. Did anybody see a cat? Tuck your pants into your shoes.
Come, I have to make sure that cat doesn't run up our legs into us.
This is not relevant, but yeah. Real quick, I'll forget if I don't show you now. Look at this bruise that Beanie's claws gave me.
Holy shit. Look at that. Beanie is one of my parents' bulldogs, for the listeners.
Like
you have like
three distinct lines.
It looks like a raptor footprint from Jurassic Park.
It does, yeah. Clever girl.
It's quite long. I'm a clever girl.
I don't feel anything but love for Lady Beans.
Warwick Davies asks, do you have your feathers? Hermione shows hers in a perfect shot.
Because, of child acting.
Yeah, the shot is just her taking the feather, lifting it up, putting it down.
Which is a lot of Emma Watson's scenes in this movie.
Oh, man. And with a motion that suggests it's been done dozens of times before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Then we get to the swish and flick. The swish and flick, then the Wingardium Leviosa. Which
Wingardium
is, of course, a
Leviosa.
Levitation charm.
A levitation charm is correct. Yeah. I don't know why they...
Do spells have accents?
Do you mean like if a Bulgarian, such as, I don't know, Victor Crumb?
Yes.
Would he, like, do you mean he, would he say it differently? Like, would do spells have languages?
What, I mean, I guess if the pronunciation is so important, what part of that pronunciation is important? And is it a part that's... What like do Japanese spells sound like?
Oh.
No. I'm disconnecting you at the source. I can't afford to have you get cancelled. I'm keeping one hand glued to your coattails and I'm using the other to unplug your mic. Stop. You're going to take someone's eye out because Ron's swish and flick is absurdly crazy.
Well, no. I think you're on a good point because what if you like roll your R's? You know, like in an accent. I wonder if there's, we should look that up eventually and see whether like, you know what? I'm not going to.
No, I don't care.
I'm not going to look it up.
No. Stop. You're going to take someone's eye out, says Hermione, emphasizing Leviosa.
Besides, you're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
That whole sentence is a fantastic example of child acting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's so good, man.
She fucking rules, but like in this movie, she was clearly so like, they were all very eager to please. But I think in Emma Watson, it's apparent in the way that she's like, I'll help this scene.
Yeah, no.
The other kids are so nervous and she's like, I can do it and I'm going to prove that I'm good enough.
She's learned it. She's not like, I think the best child actor, I think we both agree on this, is Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense.
Absolutely. He's like, the best. I mean, even now he's the best child actor. Even in the Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah.
He's the best child actor I've ever seen.
Even in The Boys, he just has that little bit of childishness that cements him as the best child actor.
Do you know what it is? His face never grew.
Yeah, you're right. The rest of him just grew around the face like it was his face is a grain of sand and then his large body is the pearl
oyster
forming around it.
Oh, right. He's an oyster. His face is the grain. body's an oyster.
Yeah. Damn.
And his skull is the pearl.
Yeah, you're right.
Haley Joel Osment's really fucking funny. Did you know this?
Yeah, he rules.
He's the best. I love him. And also, genuinely, best child actor ever.
Yeah, incredible.
Maybe that one kid from Love Actually. Who was also in, I think, About a Boy or
About
something.
A Boy was really good. God, About a Boy made me cry.
He was in Game of Thrones, but he was older.
Was he?
Yes, he's the one that is like finds Bran. He's also a warg, maybe.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Maybe. Warg? Yes.
Sure.
Conchetta? Warg?
Dom? Jesus Christ.
Italian woman?
So... when Jesus fucking Christ. I'm acting this way now, but as soon as we stop recording, I'll be licking your lips to get the taste of the racial slurs.
It's not a slur in Australia.
No. I can't risk it myself. But just to taste the forbidden word. It's like licking sweet nectar from a bee's ass.
Is where they do. They do shit the nectar.
Yeah, I know.
Bees shit nectar.
Bees shit nectar. To illustrate, Hermione
and they come poison to inject into the person and then leave their ass in the skin and flesh to die in an orgasmic frenzy on the grass.
That would be so funny if somehow, like, I had a medical condition that I didn't know about where the first time I came, my ass would fall off and I would bleed to death. But specifically,
Tom's never come.
No.
Something you should know about him.
And never I will. I've had damp dreams, but I've always been able to cut them off.
Oh, yeah.
The second an iota of stimulation comes my way, I sit bolt upright in my bed like the Undertaker defeating an opponent.
Exactly. And all of Tom's underwear are made out of sham whales. So those damp dreams become very dry very quick.
Absolutely. That pre-cum turns into no cum.
That pre-cum can go to preschool and learn how to be a full cum when Tom's dead.
Yeah, there we go. To illustrate, the successful swish and... Yeah, no.
No, keep it in. Don't you fucking dare.
To illustrate the successful swish and flick that Hermione does, they had a tiny cartoon sound effect to her two motions. Did you notice that?
I did not at all.
It's weird. I think I'm getting at least a lot of details from this that weren't designed to be noticed because... For one, the people watching the movie shouldn't be watching it for this many times. And also they shouldn't be watching it on a Blu-ray at home on a big TV.
Well, I think also that's the kind of detail that would make a difference to like these movies being like, you know, very good the point is you don't notice it. They're good because you don't notice them. That makes sense.
I like it because it also comes in when a second successful spell is cast. So it's a nice little visual, an audio indicator. Mm. Anyway, after Hermione successfully casts Wingardium Leviosa, we show, what is the young Irish boy's name?
Seamus Finnegan.
Seamus Finnegan is saying Wingar Leviosa, Wingar, which is apparently a different spell that causes a feather to explode.
So good. All he ever does is make shit explode and turn into fire.
I think he's just J.K. Rowling's reference to the Troubles.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's just the only Catholic boy at Hogwarts and there's a separate Protestant Irish boy who keeps trying to off him.
Oh, fuck. Hey, wait. Is Seamus McGonagall's kid?
Well, she's Scottish, isn't she?
Yeah.
So, no.
Don't you think?
No.
Scottish people only give birth to Irish boys.
Oh, yeah, the Scottish people are going to see it. We should expect a good stock of Irishmen by fall.
Why is a Swedish man saying this?
I'm an Irishman. I manage the farm. They keep me around because someone's got to not fuck the Scots.
Fuck.
No, that's true. If two Scottish people fall in love, they make an Irish person. Mm-hmm. And if two Irish people fall in love...
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
A toad!
Well, actually, if I remember correctly, Angela's Ashes happens, and it's not good for anyone involved.
What happens if a Scot and an Irish... boink.
You know what? It's never come up.
That's so weird. Good, yeah. Good apu there. Also, Seamus, like that, because that's kind of all he does, and I really appreciate that they like keep that up.
Mm.
I would assume.
Yeah, there's a scene in the last movie where he tries to kill a Death Eater and just explodes them into his face, and he's covered with gore.
And he's like, again?
Yeah, similar to him alfalfaing like, himself.
There is a reference in the very last movie to like when they're like, Neville comes out, he's like, you actually want us to blow it up? Boom. And then McGonagall's like, that's right, boom. And she's like, how are we going to do it? She's like, as I recall, Mr. Finnegan has a particular knack for pyrotechnics, something like that.
Mm.
And he's like, I can get it down.
Yeah.
Like, he's always, like, he's just, like, his Patronus is just a dude called Brent with a bong.
Oh, fuck, yeah. No,
do you know, I can just melt shit.
It'd be so good for him to cast Expecto Patronum and just have a dirt bike just
with a human face.
Yeah. One of his first Patronus is a can that floats directly in front of whatever he's scared of, and then the second Patronus shoots at it with a BB gun.
Yeah, the can is a Monster Energy drink.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and it is empty.
Empty, because it was poured straight into the tank of that fucking bike with a gun attached to the front.
Hey, we're about to come up on a scene change, so now seems as good a time as any to put in a fact that I found out earlier, which this is a fact about an earlier scene, but it's so good. And we're not going to get a chance to go over it again.
Okay.
So do you remember when...
That's true. Should we have like a theme song for when we miss out facts?
Yeah. Let's play that now.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful!
Whoa, cool belated fact.
So Petunia Dursley, played by Fiona Shaw, when they were doing the scenes with the owls would not look at her, and they needed to look at her for the purpose of the scene. So... to get around this, she hung dead mice from her apron because the owls would naturally just stare at the cameras.
What a lady.
So she just became a butcher's window for owls.
Yeah, those butchers who are famous for selling rodents.
Well, I mean, like, a normal butcher's window would just have, like, ducks hanging in the window. These rats just fucking hanging from her apron just out of shot.
Yeah.
Imagine the scene of that. If ever an aspect ratio where those rats are visible is released.
Just this.
It truly redefines Petunia as a character.
Just this snooty-faced broad with squeaky bunting hang around her neck.
Oh, God, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird.
That rules, though. But, hey, don't you think it's kind of like if you were, was it Fiona Shaw?
Yeah.
If you were Fiona Shaw, wouldn't you think that it's quite an omen that owls won't look at you? Under any circumstances.
Hello. Turns its head 360.
No!
360, looks at her again, squawks, just 180 this time. I realize what it did wrong. Yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Well, every owl can skateboard.
Oh, so
cool. They know the difference.
The owls looking at her, I don't know if you get around that by just painting the mice blue if you need to do a wide shot of her.
I mean, they're already dead.
Yeah, you're
right. But do
you
think that an owl would be able to see a blue mouse?
Well, it would be able to see it, but it would kind of be like, I guess that's
new. Yuck.
Doesn't look appetizing.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick on that mouse. It's dying from choking to death.
Like the Black Angus burger at Hungry Jack's. Nobody liked it.
Nobody liked it.
They're like, can I see it?
The only way to see it is to buy it. Well... here's $8 I'll never see again.
There was, back in the day when I worked at Hungry Jack's, there was this, there was a fucking promotion. I think it was called like the Monster Burger or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like just this really big, big burger that had like three patties on it and then just all this crazy shit. And I think it was called something like the Monster. Mm. And this dude came in once and he was like, I have very specific instructions. He was like, okay, three patties. On top of that, three more patties, and then one more patty, because that was the, he knew somehow that that was the only way we could do it on the screens. So he was like, extra this, extra this, extra this. Three pieces of extra cheese. I want like this stuff on it. Put beetroots on it, and then if you can, just smuggle some onion rings in there. I know they're not technically a topping, but put some onion rings in there. And then I was like, what are you doing? And he just looked at me, and he was like, I call it the apocalypse. We couldn't wrap it in, you know how when you wrap up the burgers?
Oh.
You know when they you wrap up the burgers, it just takes one piece of paper?
No one can contain the apocalypse, Demi.
We had to use three pieces of paper just to like fucking Christmas Day. We didn't think about mum's present. We have no paper left, using the who gives a crap coatings.
Oh my God.
It was fucked. And he was like, I was like, I had so much respect because he had people with him. It was like a girl and two other guys, and he had just been like, hold on, guys, and was like, this is what I need. And then,
hey, everyone step a respectable distance away from the cashier. I just have to whisper something. Important.
And then his friends didn't get anything to eat, and he ate the apocalypse while just chatting with his friends. He finished the whole fucking thing. He was like this skinny stoner. It was the best.
That rules. I'm looking up the McDonald's bodybuilding hacks, because that's been a real thing for a while. That you could order a McChicken with a fried patty and a side salad, and then use the patty on the salad for a $2 premium salad. But then they just worked out that you can buy a grilled chicken patty from McDonald's for $1.
McDonald's hacks rule, by the way.
Oh, super good. So the thing that people do is just go to McDonald's and load up on patties. So they'll buy eight patties without buns and then just eat them all in a row as a way to get just their protein and fat.
What the fuck? Why?
Because that's the cheapest and easiest way in their place to get like just bulk cooked meat.
So are these like is also maybe like a bit tasty. Doing it tough?
Well.
Or is it just like,
no, oh, it's just like,
I'm fucking screwing the system.
It's that combined with like college age guys who can't really cook for themselves need something fast and convenient and are out and about on town.
Yeah, and something that's not going to make them shit themselves to death. Hang on a second.
Yes, of course. They just want to get there fast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ron mocks Hermione as they're walking away from the class, and as she walks away from them because she hears them.
Oh, no, she bumps him.
She bumps him. Shoulder checks him. Did you spill my drink? Hey, did you spill my fucking drink, mate?
Look at my fucking girlfriend, are you?
Hey, mate, what, you want to step outside?
Look at my fucking girlfriend.
Why is my guy yawning?
I don't know.
I think the wind changed when he was yawning and now that's how he speaks.
Yeah, you made a strong choice.
Look at my fucking girlfriend. Why are you looking at my girlfriend?
My name is Steven and I haven't slept in 17 years, but I'm always tired.
I can't look at my girlfriend because my eyes are almost always closed.
Oh, as she walks away, she has Hagrid's hair.
Yeah.
She has the exact same hair as Hagrid.
She really, oh fuck, she does.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, they really didn't. I mean, that was something that I kind of missed, was that Hermione was always, like, she always had bushy hair. That's how it was in the books. It was bushy. And then they lost it in the late movies. They were like, she's fuckable now.
Yeah.
You can be fuckable and have bushy hair. Just bum me out. Keep the bush.
Yep.
Tom?
Got nothing to say. I don't think she became fuckable until exactly when it's okay to think that.
Yeah, the countdown timers were a bit of a bummer, huh?
Oh, boy, that was so crook.
Hey, what do you – I mean, we'll probably get into this later in the podcast as a whole, but what were the age differences? What did they end up being at the end of the series? Like, how much older were the actors than the characters? Do you know?
Let me check. So in Deathly Hallows Part 2, Harry Potter is what?
Should be 16 or 17.
Okay. So.
I think he would only be 16 because.
Really?
He's not in his last. Oh, hang on.
He is
no,
in
no,
his
no.
last year of
oh,
Hogwarts,
yes, he
right?
isn't. No, but this is what I was confused because he is in his last year of Hogwarts, but he doesn't go. So he would be 17.
Right.
And then they go back to actually, I think Hermione so is the only one that went back to
He would have been like 21.
21? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, that's still a pretty fucking big difference, you know, if you think about what you were like at 21 compared to 17.
Hey, but, yeah. As a 30-year-old, both very bad.
Yeah.
Super shitty people.
Yeah. Yeah.
For different reasons, but, you know, that's the only thing that shifted is I was bad in one way and then changed in another way.
I think I peaked at 21.
I couldn't disagree more. I think that's a strong opinion for someone to say when their 21-year-old stand-up sets are scattered all over the world and for you to go back to and be like, do I like this more than what I'm doing now? We are in the Great Hall, Demi, and Hogwarts has a Halloween skin applied.
Yeah.
Like you're logging into your favorite MMO. There are just pumpkins floating in the air.
Yeah, because initially there were – so this usually there's just candles floating in the Great Hall. So they grew pumpkins around them.
Yes, you're right.
Sentient face pumpkins.
Yeah, the only way to make sure the pumpkins had a face carved in them was to
– give them life.
Yeah, give them life and then stifle the life.
And then cut off their bodies.
Yeah. All right, well, we're 9 months away from Halloween. It's December, so we're probably going to start, the pumpkin fetuses.
Do you think VeggieTales was a direct causal link from Halloween jack-o'-lanterns? They were like, no, paganism, no.
Do you know?
And also, we love vegables.
Do you know that VeggieTales is – obviously, it's a Christian venture.
What?
Did you know that the VeggieTales – it's canon that the VeggieTales veggies know they can't go to heaven because they're not people?
Oh, yum, yum. Oh, yum.
And that's why they're just trying to spread the message to
humans.
Oh,
yum,
because they're
yummy.
Like, hey, we can't have this. We're not going to hell. We're just not going anywhere. Oh, I'm sentient. Oh, I feel. I love my friends. But if I die, and I will, I'm a zucchini.
Oh.
When I die, it's nothing but the big black for me, my friend. Like a TV switching off for your old chum VeggieTales.
I'm going to be a worm's turd soon. And even those won't go to heaven.
No, no.
God.
Oh, the best thing that can happen to me, be eaten. Because that way, at least, I'll live on in some way in the energy of a 5-year-old as he climbs a tree.
Oh, man, can you imagine like a VeggieTales zucchini drinking poison just immediately as someone's about to eat it so that it can be a heaven turd?
Oh, finally. Do all the turds that people have go to heaven with them?
Absolutely.
Good.
Don't ever fucking ask me something so stupid again in your life.
I'm so fucking sorry. All right. I don't know what came over me.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't
neither.
Know what fucking came
yeah,
over me.
Yeah, me fucking neither. Do you want to? Okay. Do you have another fact for me? You're going to sit there sucking your little bum.
No, I've put my back out. I have another fact for you, which
Tell
is
me.
Just that as we scroll, as we dolly over the great feast in the Great Hall, one of the things that's available is just a plate of apples with a plastic bat on it.
Why?
Halloween, of course. My guess is that they tried to do bobbing for apples and then they were like, too wet. So they just had an equivalent amount of dry apples.
I mean, for a group of people that used to just shit their fucking pants and then clean themselves off,
the
it's
amount
really...
of stuff that they've messed up. Mm. Oh, incredible.
All right, so then
do you think the wizards would just magic the cum straight out of you before it had a chance to, you know?
Well, that wouldn't be very fun.
Put its hooks in.
That wouldn't be very fun for anybody in the coitus.
What do you do if... What's a wizard abortion? Is it just whispering Avada Kedavra?
Listen,
into
I've
the pussy?
Read a lot of erotic Harry Potter fan fiction, and I can tell you that there are... Don't look at me like that. There are contraceptive charms
okay.
that you can do on your abdomen.
So it's... Just
on your thorax.
Hey.
On your hard carapace so, where the baby live.
So cool of you for, to some reason, at this point in the show... Avoid saying pussy.
There's a short conversation. Neville yeah. talks about how Hermione's been crying all day. Ron shrugs because he's a little cunt, like his brother Percy the Weasel.
Yeah.
And then I believe the next thing that happens is that...
The doors fly open and Quirrell, in his characteristic turban, we love this guy in his fucking turban.
It's pretty... I mean, I guess that's fine. I've never actually seen another white person wearing a turban apart from Quirrell.
I'm going to actually start doing it.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
It'll be just nice to have that security knowing that if I start losing my hair, hey, no worries for me. The
and
entire
you will.
Fucking thing's covered. Oh,
you
my
will.
God. You've seen my dad. But you only get like 10% loss on the exact forefront of the hair and yeah, then the back of it grows into a glorious mane.
You cannot... understand, like, as a person who's seen some very bad bald heads, like, the fact that you look good with a shaved head is such a fucking blessing for you as a person. Like, do you understand how lucky you are
Absolutely.
To have the skull shape that you do?
Oh, to not have that weird, like, xenomorph bump at the back of the head that some people can have?
Gosh.
That's a ruiner.
Plus, I'm going to have fun eating all of the head fingernails once I take them off. I'm going to pack my little gob with your fur.
Oh, I see. Head fingernails here means hair.
Yes.
Great.
Quirrell comes in, troll in the dungeon, thought you ought to know, and then a beautiful little whine as he falls.
I was going to say, I think that comically fainting on screen is one of the worst things you have to do as an actor.
Because nails it, though.
Yeah, but on, like, I just every time I see Quirrell, because I think he has so many parts that I envy in this film, such as screaming, troll in the dungeon as he runs. But fainting on screen, one of the worst things, because then you have to pick yourself up in front of the camera crew and director every time you do it wrong.
I reckon I would just transition into a perfect breakdance.
Oh, cool. You'd kind of actually update the Willy Wonka role.
I would, yeah.
Yep.
I'd fall straight on my face and then use the blood gushing from my nose as lube to spin on my skull.
Well, the boys go to the girls' bathroom.
Real quick.
To save Hermione.
Real quick.
I really.
Really quick.
Man, that fucked me up.
Why?
It's bad to hear.
Why
What's
is it
up?
Bad?
What's real quick?
Quirrell.
Yes.
Troll in the dungeon. Hey, leave it in the dungeon, champ.
Oh, damn.
That's where Troll go.
It broke into the prison. We'll get there as soon as possible, my dude.
Oh, no. Prisoners in a cage.
Guys, you...
Dog outside. Dog outside.
Wait, that's him. That's Quirrell charging into a cafe after finding a
dog
outside.
On
a leash tied to a post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought you ought to know.
Did you know, since we're coming up on the troll, I can share this. The movie Troll, 1986, features a character called Harry Potter who fights trolls and casts spells.
Really?
It came out 11 years before the publication of the first book. J.K. Rowling denies any connection.
Of course she does.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many names for white people.
Sure. Same thing as that one author that isn't Stephanie Meyer but was acclaimed by her said that she had never read Battle Royale before she brought out Hunger Games, whatever. Still mad about it. Tom Tom's giving me a lovely pat with his meaty paws.
With my big foot. Just clapping away.
And then we see Shrek.
I have it written here. He's dressed the exact same as Shrek.
He's literally dressed like Shrek, except one of his tits is out, I think. He has like the tunic. He doesn't have the shirt of Shrek, but it's a Shrek. Baby, we got a Shrek.
He looks like a cosplay of Shrek.
Yeah.
Like, it is so good.
Can we?
Yes.
Where did the troll get a butt plug that big? Did you see what he was holding? Tom, where did the troll get a butt plug that big?
It doesn't even have a flared base, Demi.
Yeah, it's dangerous. We should tell him.
Hey. Me yelling at a cop. Hey, that butt plug you have in your holster doesn't even have a flared base. You want to be careful using that.
Just
screaming at a helicopter. Hey, that laser pointer that you have attached to your butt plug is pretty bright. You don't want to go shining at it. Also, the magazine on that butt plug kind of gives it a shit.
Okay. Just someone boning a dude, giving him a sex fine, being like, that doesn't have a flared base.
He's like, it's me.
Doesn't count.
So the...
Yeah, your dick's going to get lost inside me.
Oh, I see. The troll has the same vest as Shrek. Also in this upcoming bit, the troll breaks the same row of stalls twice.
Oh.
There's a crash as he breaks the row of stalls, and then the boys cower, and then he breaks the same row of stalls again.
Oh.
It's pretty nice.
I didn't even notice that.
It's a canny use of editing. Again, it's like shit that I'm looking out for because I am the trivia boy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Harry Potter is up on the troll's shoulders.
Yep.
Harry Potter, just regular old Harry Potter.
Regular old Harry Potter, not... a CGI dummy
in this
from a PlayStation 2.
In this Blu-ray that we have, it is like sub Polar Express, which makes sense because it's before Polar Express, the best film, and it is just a...
It's like Polar Express fucked Noddy.
Yeah.
And then gave birth to Harry Potter on top of this fucking troll.
It looks like the trailer for the... worst fighting game I've ever seen, which I'd play every single day of my life.
Yeah, of course you fucking would.
Oh, his grapple is to jump up on your head and shove his wand up your nose and then go, ooh, troll bogeys. Great.
Teachers come in. Yep. They defeat the troll, basically, by Ron using a spell that...
Which, in
it's when nice.
Ron uses it, it actually has the swish and flick that Hermione has when she casts it.
Yes, he learned something from the very smart girl.
Yeah, it would have been better if Ron had tried to levitate the troll with Seamus's charm and instead just exploded it.
Oh, God, that would be cool.
Explodes, it says, up the ra.
What?
Up the ra.
Teachers come in.
Yeah.
McGonagall. Fucking killing that hat, baby.
I love McGonagall.
Snatched waist, face beat to the god.
Man, that's a good Snatch Game character.
Yeah.
Professor McGonagall.
Oh, that would be fucking awesome. Just Maggie Smith.
Or just Maggie Smith.
Wait. Bender La Creme did that.
Did Maggie Smith?
Did Maggie Smith.
Oh.
She didn't take Maggie Smith.
Hey, congrats.
She said she kept calling him Rupal. And said, all right, this is just me being a fan of Bender La Creme.
She
but
rules.
There was a point where she was they were still sponsored by Absolute Vodka. Mm. And they were like, which flavor of Absolute would you most like to? And then Bender La Creme, as Maggie Smith, says, ooh, well, I don't know whether this will go down with you, but I think the flavor I'd like to taste is citrus. It fucking rules, man. Cut all this out. But you're right, it was a good Snatch Game character.
Yes. Professor McGonagall, hey, do you want to hear an IMDb goof? It is voted useful by 0 out of 7 people.
Okay.
Professor McGonagall takes 5 points off Gryffindor. Professor McGonagall takes 5 points off Gryffindor after Hermione lied about finding the troll and rewards 5 points each to Harry and Ron. This means as all three are Gryffindors, it would be mathematically impossible for Gryffindor to be 5 points less. That's a goof! Uh-oh, you got them.
God, sorry. I just have to carve a medal for this kid and find him in his home.
I think Professor McGonagall must have made the mistake.
Sorry.
That's fucking great.
It's great.
Snape has a bloody leg. He has a hole in his pants that Harry sees. Whoa! And he hides it with his cloak.
Yep.
That's kind of it.
That's pretty much it.
She awards the points. I don't know. What was a highlight for you in these scenes?
I would say that this is the first time watching this that we've really indulged in the CGI Harry.
And oh, yeah.
Seeing that was just a joy.
It was a true joy. We went through it a little bit slower as well, and God, I recommend that.
Yeah.
The pants levity, like the pants graphics.
It reminds me of how excited I was to see Final Fantasy Advent Children in theaters.
The pants physics is like, it reminds me of what I looked like when I was a young woman who didn't want to be sexualized and just wore chinos for men.
Yes.
Very stiff.
Mm.
Don't really move at all. Cuffed.
Tied around the belly.
Oh, man, I did a shoot this week. So I'm.
I'm still cleaning it out of my hair.
Oh, honey, if you didn't want it in your hair, you shouldn't have let me slap it out of your mouth.
Okay.
Really bad.
I'm really not sure what those characters were, but go on.
No.
Don't you fucking dare. But
they're dating and a heterosexual, I guess. I turned up to wardrobe and it turns out that when you say you have a 34 waist and you turn up and they try and give you pants that then do not even zip up, you feel like the fattest piece of shit in the world. Especially because every shoot that you're on has at least 1 to 3 bona fide hunks on.
Yeah.
With like body fat percentage in the low singles.
Oh yeah.
Who are just working actors doing like that kind of like, I don't know. I always like look at like a hot guy with nothing to do. An unemployed hot guy is so like heartbreaking to me.
Yeah. Because you know that like there is money going into that. And it takes so much work. It takes all the time. I was like, I guess you have the time.
Yeah. But nothing's coming of it if you're doing the same job as me but with less lines. Mm. Anyway.
Sorry, lines is the words that you say on set, just for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah. Oh, and a set is a place but with actors in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actors are kind of like people, but they lie.
Mm-hmm. And a lie is what you do on a bed.
Let's
I lie my way
that.
Straight to the top.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think my highlight, if I'm being completely honest, that establishing shot of the Great Hall with all the pumpkins floating in it.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think my highlight is McGonagall's hat.
Great.
It's really cool. And it has two huge feathers. One of them is mostly visible, but like it's fucking cool. I would love that hat.
I think those are the feathers from birds that she killed in her cat form.
Oh, no.
For a true challenge. Ye haven't even seen my final form. It transforms into a house cat. Tammy, do you have any strong feelings about Harry Potter?
I have no strong feelings about Harry Potter. Tom, do you have any strong feelings about Harry Potter?
No, I don't have any strong feelings about Harry Potter.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.